So, which kid hasn't had a turn at lighting the Advent wreath yet?
There's two boys here that I haven't seen for a long time, so they haven't had
a turn. Oh, okay. Well, one first of all, yes, welcome back to the Roaches. Wonderful to have you back. Okay, now I'll just tell you when you can light it, okay? So other than that, you can stand with me like a soldier. Okay, we're just going to say a little bit of responsive reading first. Long ago, God spoke to the people of Israel through the prophet Zephaniah, who taught us to rejoice at God's salvation. God's salvation is here, he said, when the oppressors are gone, and the lame and the outcast can rejoice without shame. We remember Jesus who welcomed the outcasts. Remember Jesus who made the lame walk. Okay, now we're ready, so if you want to go from that one and light that one. Okay. So we light this candle of joy, rejoicing in the salvation we have already received and waiting for God's coming to make it complete. Very good. You can blow that out now. O God of joy, help us to delight in your vision for the world. Help us to be a community where the lame dance and even those who are outcast everywhere else break bread with us and share your joy. So let's stand now and sing the carol, Joy to the World.
Got our Christmas goodie bag. If you haven't got a Christmas goodie bag, now's your time. You need a Christmas goodie bag. Out of your Christmas goodie bag, you will need to take a piece of paper with lines on it and a pen. Now, or a pencil, if there's a pencil instead. Now, what you need to do is get into teams of about six, seven, eight, whatever number you like. It needs to be a team. And if possible, just a clue, in this Christmas quiz, it would be better for you if you had a child in your team. Just saying. Okay, quick, get some teams. Go, go, move, move. Share yourselves.
Available to come and help them. Young at heart, you do. Down the front, they're calling out for a child. They want to be a good soul.
This is a Christmas quiz to test how ready you are for Christmas. Don't call the answers out. Have you got to call the answers out? No. No calling the answers out. Write them on your piece of paper. Okay. We'll get the answers at the end. How many Sundays are there in Advent? So, A, 1, B, 2, C, 3, D, 4, E, 5. How many Sundays are there in Advent? Father Steve, you better absent yourself from this question. Okay. Got an answer? Got every question has five choices. Okay, question number two. Why did Mary and Joseph go to Bethlehem? A, they followed a star. B, they were going for the census. C, they were going to a Christmas party with Joseph's family. D, they were on their way to Egypt and stayed over. E, an angel told them to go. Okay, don't call out the answers. Write it on your piece of paper. Question number three. Two of the four Gospels do not talk about Jesus' birth. Which ones do not talk about Jesus' birth? A, Matthew and Luke. B, Matthew and Mark. C, Luke and John. D, Mark and John. E, Matthew and John.
D.
Whoa, work it out. Which do not talk about Jesus' birth. Okay. Here we go. Question number four. What did the angels sing to the shepherds? Away in a manger, joy to the world, glory to God in the highest, oh come let us adore him, jingle bells. Oh, it's a hard one.
Hey.
Is it B?
Or not?
B? Well... No, it's actually sing, glory to God in the highest.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. All right, I won't sing, I promise. Okay. Question number five. Which of the Old Testament prophets had the most to say about the birth of the Messiah? A, Amos. B, Isaiah. C, Micah. D, Daniel. E, Ezekiel. Well, had the most to say. A lot of them talked about it. A lot of them talked about Jesus, even though they were talking hundreds of years before Jesus was born. But who said the most? Question number six. Who followed the star to find the baby Jesus, the baby king? A, shepherds. B, King Herod. C, wise men. D, carol singers. E, the innkeeper. Oh. These are not so hard questions, actually. Okay, question seven. They're not that funny. What gifts did the wise men bring the baby king? Gold, nappies, and stuffed toys. B, gold, silver, and bronze. C, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. D, money, snuggle blanket, and dummy. E, gold, diamonds, and jewels.
That's what I would.
Okay, so work it out. Write your number down next to question seven.
Cut that one.
Question eight. How many days are there between Christmas Day and Epiphany when we celebrate the coming of the wise men? One, seven, 12, 14, or 24? Oh. You probably can't recognise it from my bad singing. Okay, which, question number nine. In which of these countries does Christmas Day happen first? Think about your geography. Canada. B, Australia. C, New Zealand. D, England. E, the USA. Which day does which country does Christmas Day happen first?
Yeah.
Question number 10 and the final question. Final question. That was question 9. Now we're on to question 10. How many different names can you think of for Jesus that were used in the Bible from prophecies in the Old Testament, for example? So write them down. See if you can get, see if you can find five. Can you think of five? Okay, question number one. How many Sundays are there in Advent? Four. There are four. D is the correct answer. Hands up if you got it right. Oh, wow, well done. Okay, hands up if you thought that Mary and Joseph were going to a Christmas party and got number C. You would have been wrong. They were B. They were going for the census. The Roman governor called a census, and God used that to make things happen just the way he planned. Number three. Which two Gospels do not talk about Jesus' birth? Mark and John is the answer. Mark and John. Number D. Hands up if you've got them all right so far. Three out of three. Well done. Okay, what did the angels sing to the shepherds? It wasn't jingle bells. It was glory to God in the highest. Well done. Okay, which of the Old Testament prophets had the most to say about the birth of the Messiah? It was Isaiah. Partly because that's a very long book and he had lots of prophecies about, had lots of prophecies to share. Okay, did anyone get that one right? Oh, well done. You all know your scripture. Okay, who followed the star to the baby king? It was wise men. Hooray! There's some answers that are correct. Who said that the wise men brought nappies and stuffed toys? That was the wise women. That was the wise women. They also brought casseroles. The wise men brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Got it right? Good work. How many days between Christmas Day and Epiphany? The 12 days of Christmas, in fact. So 12 C. 14, you have to wait extra long time. Your camels must have got lost. Which of these countries does Christmas Day happen first? New Zealand. Hooray! Then Australia, obviously. Okay, how many different names did you think of for Jesus that were used in prophecies in the Old Testament? So, Jesus, Emmanuel, the Christ, Wonderful, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, Messiah, who has some others? Lily of the Valley, Redeemer, Son of David,
Yahweh,
and
the Chosen One.
The beginning and the end, that's a very good one. The Word became flesh. That's how John says that Jesus was, that's the only reference that John makes to Jesus being born. Saviour, that's right. Wow, another one? Bread of life, very good. Very good work. Okay, that's your Christmas quiz. I think, Father Steve, that they are just about ready for Christmas. They did very well. Did anyone get 10 out of 10?
9
out of 10, stunning work. 10 out of 10, you're all amazing. Did anyone not get any right? If that's the case, see me afterwards. We'll work out something.
Yeah.
It's John the Baptist talking to people who are coming to the River Jordan to be baptized. John says, produce fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham for our father, for I tell you that out of these stones God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the roots of the trees, and every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. What should we do then? The crowd asked. John answered, the man with two tunics should share with him who has none, and one who has food should do the same. This morning we started off our worship by singing Joy to the World, which is one of my favourite Christmas carols. I really like that because it talks about how we can spread the joy of God, which is an amazing joy, right, into the whole world. But that song talks about joy to the world, not joy to Kiwanis Waters or joy to the Sunshine Coast. Joy to Australia. Joy to bits of the Western Hemisphere where people have enough money and enough to eat. No, it talks about joy to the whole world. John gives us some clues in that reading as to how we can follow God's way and not our own way all the time. We can share with people who don't have enough. Some of you will have remembered about this beautiful Christmas tree. Do you remember, Ephraim and Ezekiel won't remember this because they weren't here, but a few weeks ago, that tree was covered with tickets with the names of kids on it. Kid, you remember that? Yeah, kids who were in foster care. Now it's covered in beautiful decorations and there's a certificate on it saying thank you to us for providing presents. That's one way of spreading God's joy in the world. Some of you regularly bring things and put them in the big blue buckets at the back, which are for food for the Maroochy Neighbourhood Centre. This parish is supporting meals offered by the Maroochy Neighbourhood Centre for people who don't have enough food, for people who don't have a home, for people who don't have clothes to wear. We're helping to bring joy, little bit of joy, to those people as well. You can do the same. We can give Jesus the best gift that we can if he really is our reason for the season, which is what our big sign in light says outside. I've got a picture of it somewhere in these slides, I'm sure, because I really like that one. If Jesus is our reason for the season, we should give him the best gift that we can, to love other people as Jesus would love them. So showing Jesus' Holy Spirit this Christmas to the people around us, and most especially sharing the good news of Jesus coming to earth to be our Saviour, to be our Redeemer, to be our wonderful Counsellor, to be our great joy. To share the good news with those people who don't know that yet, because there's a lot of them around, probably in your neighbourhood as well as in mine, to share them that God loves them so much that he came to earth as a human baby, Jesus, and who lived and died and rose again to reconcile each of us, every single one of us, to God. And that gives us a real cause for joy. Joy for the whole world. So, I'll get Steve to do this next part where we admit that we've not been doing things quite the way that God wanted us to.
Knowing the goodness of God and our failure to respond with love and obedience, let us confess our sins, saying together, Heavenly Father, you have loved us with an everlasting love, but we have broken your holy laws and left undone what we ought to have done. We are sorry for our sins and turn away from them. For the sake of your Son who died for us, forgive us, cleanse us, and change us by your Holy Spirit. Enable us to live for you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God is slow to anger and full of compassion, forgiving all who humbly repent and trust in his Son as Saviour and Lord. God therefore forgives you in Christ Jesus, in whom there is no condemnation. Amen. Amen.
Meanwhile, back in your goodie bags, you will find 5 strips of yellow paper, which has sticky tape on it. You've found them? Good work. What we're going to do, what you also need to complete this activity is a friend. Actually, a lot of friends. Because our aim together today is to make the biggest possible paper chain. When you've all joined your pieces of paper chain together, what you'll need to do, George, I'm just going to borrow yours for a sec. On the top of your piece of paper, you'll see a little piece of double-sided sticky tape. You peel off the double-sided sticky and stick it into a circle. So far, so good. Then you get your next piece and do the same. Okay? You'll get 5. 5 won't be very big, but 5 plus 5 plus 5 plus 5 plus 5, etc., etc., is bigger than I can count. So, let's get sticking. When we're finished, we're going to have one massively big paper chain. We're going to make it into a star. The kids who've made this one, that's in my godson's prep class, they made a Christmas tree. But I decided we would make a star to remind us that the wise men followed that star to find the baby king. And that we, every single one of you, who I could point at with a laser pointer, but I won't, possibly, can spread the light of Christ where you are. So when you've done your 5, go and find a friend. This activity also reminds us that you might think that you by yourself can only do a little bit to further the kingdom of God, but together with other people involved, you can make an enormous difference if you get together with the family of God. Wowee! This is massive!
Oh, we should have had them.
Here we go. Yeah, Liam can do anything. Good.
This is so big.
Okay. When we've got all of these pieces joined together in one very, very long line coming up, here's some more. Up to this end. Ephraim, go over to Clenda and get some more pieces. Wow.
I've just picked some of the old packets, some of the other packets.
Okay.
Whoops.
Oh, so you've even the people who didn't come today have participated because we've used out of the other packets. Oh, these people are so innovative. Now, this is marvellous. What we're going to do is put it on the floor. There's still more. When we're finished, we'll put it all on the floor over there near the cross, and in the next song, I'll have a go at putting it up together in a star shape. I might need help. But can you please, let's put all of the paper chain over there, the beginning of it, that you'll need that again in a minute. Yeah, all right. Okay. How are we going? Let's leave it lie on the floor there for a minute. Don't step on it. Okay, you can put it down. Don't chain yourself up. You don't need to be in chains. Jesus freed you from that. Okay, now I've got something special to show you. Is there more? Okay, I'm going to go on to the next thing while you continue to work. I've brought something beautiful to show you. I have to be very careful with it. Because if I shake it up, it'll get wrecked. I'm pretty sure. Is that right? If I shake it up, it'll get wrecked? So would anyone like to hold it? But don't shake it. Georgia, you can come and... Don't shake it. Hold it, but don't shake it. Don't shake it. Don't shake it. It's my very beautiful... It's my... Okay. Don't shake it. It'll disturb everything. It'll disturb everything and make it not so beautiful anymore. No, she's shaking it. Oh, no. Oh, it's so pretty. Oh, wow, it's got glitter and everything. Shake it again. Oh, that's so lovely. Oh, thank you for shaking it. Oh, that's amazing. Oh, wow. I'm going to shake it now. Do you know, the church is a bit like my snow globe. Did you know that? Do you think that the church is like my snow globe? Little guy sitting there under a mushroom reading? No, not really. But the church is like a snow globe because it needs to get shaken up. The Holy Spirit needs to shake up the church to get us to be doing the things that He wants us to do. Boys, can you put this over into that corner, please, for me? What it is to have willing helpers, isn't it marvellous? So if the Holy Spirit shakes up the church, there's all manner of things that the church can do. It can do the thing, the very thing that God wants it to do, and that is to be Jesus in the world, to a world that needs it so much. If we keep it very still, like I was trying to keep my snow globe, it's very beautiful. And we are a very beautiful church. We've got pretty Christmas lights out the front. Do we need shaking up? Of course we do. Just like my snow globe. Thank you for shaking it, Georgia. I really appreciate that. Anyone would have done it? Anyone except me? All right. So, during the next song, which is This Little Light of Mine, my young helpers and I, everyone's got to sing, but my young helpers and I are going to make an effort to make a star. Okay, so sing loudly.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel of yarn, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel of yarn, I'm gonna let it shine. Under a bushel of yarn, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes, and I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes, and I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh yeah. This little light of
Okay, let's share a statement of faith. We believe in one God who made and loves all things. We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, who was born, lived, died, and rose again, and is coming to call all to repent. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who calls, equips, and sends out God's people, and brings all things to their true end.
This is our statement of faith.
We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
In your bag, there is two things remaining. There is a small present and a piece of string and normally at Christmas time you would be giving presents to people who you love the most, wouldn't you? Yes? Or people who you don't know at all, hardly ever, except sometimes. Okay, so the person that you really love the most is Jesus. So what have you got for Jesus for Christmas? Oh, how about a bike? Has anyone got Jesus a bike for Christmas? No. Has anyone got Jesus an iPad for Christmas? You got Jesus what? Okay. What Jesus really wants for Christmas is for you to share with other people. So maybe the present that you can give to Jesus is to put something into a food hamper for a family who hasn't got enough food. The neighbourhood centre's giving out a whole lot of food hampers at Christmas time. They're also doing a big Christmas dinner party for people who don't have a home to go to and celebrate Christmas. Thank you very much, Starry Helpers. How do you like my star? Whoa. Well done, everybody. That's a beautiful star. So on your present-shaped tag, yeah, Tom's done it exactly right. Tom's put his string through the small hole and he now has a present on a string. Tie a knot in that and you've got it perfect. You've got two. Oh, well, you're a bit lucky. But on the present, I need you to think about what you might give to Jesus for Christmas. Maybe it's a food thing to give in a food hamper. Maybe it's just being specially nice to somebody on the road and letting them go in first when they're going in the traffic in front of you. Maybe it's saying thank you and giving a big smile to someone who serves you in a shop because they're pretty much tearing their hair out at this time of year. Maybe it's saying thank you to someone who's got to work outside in a very hot sunny day to make the sides of the street look really nice. I don't know, what is it in your neighbourhood? Maybe you can do something nice for your neighbour. Think about what you could do for Jesus this Christmas. Write it on that ticket. You can either take it home and hang it on your tree to remind you, or you can hang it on the tree here. Go. Okay, something that you're giving Jesus for Christmas. You done your Christmas shopping now? Finished it? Finished that Christmas shopping for Jesus? He's always a hard one to buy for because he's got everything. Okay. So, while you're finishing writing and tying up your bow on the parcel, we'll just have a time of prayer for other people, prayer for the church and for the world. So if you've finished doing your work, just close your eyes and bow your heads and we'll just have a time of prayer. Loving Lord, we thank you for all the wonderful things that you give us. Every single day, you give us a beautiful place to live and people to care for and love. We thank you that you came as a little baby, a helpless little baby, at Christmas time. Thank you for loving us so much that you wanted to be human like us. Help us always to remember to serve others as you served others,
to care for people whom you love. Lord, we just ask you today to bless our governments at all levels, state, local, and federal. Help them to make good laws, sensible laws. Help them to seek your will as they try to do the best they can to serve your people. We pray for places around the world where you are not known, where people don't know and honour you. We ask you, Lord, to bless particularly those people who take your word into dark and dangerous places. Bless all priests and ministers at this time of year as they become very busy sharing the good news, and help us all to share the good news with them wherever we go. Help us to share your love. Lord, we pray for those people who are sick and in hospital, people who are away from their family and those who care for them. We pray especially for those known to us and ask your healing and your love to surround them now and always. We pray for those who are sad and missing people who have died. We ask you to bless them and comfort them, knowing that you are the one who is with us always. Thank you, Lord, that we can share the joy, that we can share your love, that we can be your hands and feet wherever we go and shine our light in your world. Accept our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord be with you. We are the body of Christ.
The
peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let's take a few moments to share the peace.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have these gifts to share. Accept and use our offerings for your glory and for the service of your kingdom. Amen. And so the Lord be with you.
And also
with you. Lift up your hearts.
Amen.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Loving God, on the night when he was betrayed, your Son Jesus Christ shared food with his friends, his companions on the way. While at table, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and giving it to them, said, "Take, eat, this is my body." He took a cup of wine, and giving thanks, he gave it to them and said, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Do this in remembrance of me." Accept, we pray, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, and send your Holy Spirit upon us and our celebration, that all who eat and drink at this table may be strengthened by Christ's body and blood to serve you in the world. Amen. So this morning, who's on prayer this morning? Oh, that's right, you two, I forgot. Kate and Matt are on prayer this morning, so if you would like them to pray with you for something in your life, they'll have communion first and then they'll be seated there in the prayer corner to pray for you. And if you have a prayer need that you would like me to pray for, if you stay in the front seat after the service, I'll pray for you then. So come for all this now ready.
Understand it is my song that I sing. My hope is
Let's just bow our heads in prayer. Lord, we come before you to thank you for this sacramental gift that you have shared with us, your eternal life in the bread and in the wine by faith through your grace. Lord, empower us by receiving this sacrament so that we may go out in the world and be your Advent people and shine your light for the world to see your glory. And these things we pray in your name, dear Jesus. Amen. This morning we have two prayer quilts to present. One is for Lara as she heads off down to Tasmania. Lara has been going through chemotherapy lately, and so we want to pray a blessing over this prayer quilt to present it to her. And also for Miriam Hensley, who is Deb's sister, and of course Esther's daughter, and she is having a heart surgery, isn't she? So we'll pray for these. Now, the idea of praying over a prayer quilt sort of comes from the idea of what Peter did in the book of Acts when he prayed and people brought handkerchiefs to him and he touched them, and they sent them out to people, and by the anointing that was on the prayer quilt, the people were healed and blessed. Now, while we don't have the same anointing as Peter, all of that was available to him is available to us in the Lord. And so we're just going to pray this morning for blessing upon this prayer quilt for Lara, and so that all the little knots that are on it are reminders of all of us who pray for her. And if you would like to tie a knot in this one later, just to bind yourself to Lara is her situation in prayer, you can. That's true? Okay, and it will be down the back. So what we'll do is that we'll just pray over this quilt. And what I'll do then is I'll ask Deb to pass it around. And then as it goes past you, I just want you to grab onto it, because you have anointing on yourself too as God's servant, as God's people, and you share your anointing with Lara through this quilt. So let's just pray. So Lord, we just come before you to pray your anointing upon this quilt, this prayer quilt. Lord, we just put the anointing that you have given us, we share now with Lara through this quilt. And we ask you, Lord, indeed to use the anointing that is on this quilt to bring healing to Lara. That, Lord, she will know your presence, that she will know your peace, that, Lord, you will give her fullness of health in body, mind, and spirit. Lord, we ask you to indeed bind yourself to this quilt by our prayers, and we pray, O God, that through it Lara would be blessed and healed. In your precious name we pray, Lord Jesus, the one who is the Christ, the one who is the Anointed One. Amen. Amen. So Deb, if you just want to pass that around, and as it goes past you, just pray over that quilt for Lara. And this one is for Miriam. I asked Esther to come out the front too and put your hands on this one, and we'll pray for Miriam. She's yet to have the surgery.
On the 15th of January.
So Lord, we just come before you to once again ask you to place your anointing upon this prayer quilt. We pray, O God, that by this prayer quilt Miriam will know your presence, Lord, that she will know your peace, that she will know your grace and your support to get her through her heart surgery. We ask you, Lord, as she wraps this quilt around her, to also wrap a hedge of protection around her, O God, and take her safely through her surgery. and grant her many more days and years of health and life and wholeness and happiness. So, Lord, as the apostles touch the handkerchiefs, as you, Lord, touch people by the power of your anointing and they were healed, so we place our anointing upon this prayer quilt, O God, for the blessing and for the health and strength of Miriam. And bless her richly. In your precious name we pray, Lord Jesus, our anointed one. Amen. Amen. So once again, we pass that around and you can put a knot in it and pray there for Miriam that she might be blessed and indeed receive God's grace and peace and strength to get by her surgery. Okay, so let's stand for the grace and let's open our hands to receive from the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Okay, now coming up now is my favourite dance song. Okay? Now, today I forbid the starting of a conga line. Okay? Because today I want to see people dance. I want to see them out of their comfort zones. So move out to the side of the church, take your walker with your flow, and let's dance in the joy of the Lord. And we don't want people standing in their seats looking scared, because I'm sure if you were at a pub and there was a rock and roll band on, you'd be up dancing. So come on, let's dance for the Lord.
Drinking of the Holy Ghost wine. Hallelujah! I'm drinking of the wine.
Serve the Lord
in the name of Christ.
Amen. Amen.